Amen. I'm in the middle of the testimony. Lift up your hands and bless the name of Jesus. Give him all the praise, give him all the glory. Lord, I thank you. Because I see testimonies around and I'm in the middle of them. You came to church even if you are sick. The testimony is that you are healed. Weak say, I am strong. I'm in the middle of it. That is prophetic. I'm in the middle of it. I see, I feel it. Testimony everywhere. Jesus, we give praise and glory today because you are faithful. Thank you for numerous testimonies, oh God, coming our ways. Thank you for this program, oh God, that is coming up this weekend. It shall be a time of explosion. It shall be a time of fresh oil. It shall be a time of lifting for your people. It shall be a time of spiritual and physical advancement in the name of Jesus. Therefore, we stand as a church and we command men to respond to this program. We command finance to respond to the program in the name of Jesus. Lord, I speak today. Let your power be manifested. Let your glory be manifested. Let Jesus be glorified in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Make a joyful noise in the house and bless the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Before I close, we'll still make a little prayer for the program. But starting from tomorrow evening, we are coming here every evening for prayers. I want the presence always here to the program. Hallelujah. The red carpet for the program is on Thursday evening by 6 p.m. Did you understand? Yes, sir. The red carpet for the program is Thursday evening. Why are you looking at me? Red carpet must not be what you know. Somebody woke up one day and talked about red carpet. By 1999, 2000, we didn't know what was red carpet. Two of us, if you are born there. So I can wake up and define my own red carpet. My own red carpet for the program is Thursday evening. Why not say amen?
Amen.
When you come on Thursday evening, you will understand what I'm talking about. So the program actually is kicking up on Thursday. Amen. Amen. Thursday, things have started happening. I was with our pastor yesterday. He said, Pastor Barry, what do you want in the program? I said, simple. I need an advancement for the church. Hallelujah. For the church and for my people, I want us to advance. Amen. Glory to God. Some months back, I checked my car. I discovered that the oil had gone down. In fact, that early morning, something told me. I was not checking the oil. Something told me, go and check the level of the oil. I went to the car, checked. There was no oil. The thing has dried. I came out, I bought 4 liters and poured. The man said, if you had driven the car, probably the thing would have knocked engine. You know what you're talking about? Fresh oil. You need oil for ultimate performance. If oil dries in a car, the movement is bad. It's not good. You need a fresh oil in your business, in the fresh oil in your marriage, in the fresh oil in the church, in the fresh oil all around. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So the program is going to be awesome. I talked with him. I told him what I wanted. And he's coming back. He's coming here loaded. Can you imagine GVC is coming here? Why not say amen? Minister Destiny, Minister Apostle Henry, Minister Prince Casey. Man of God, all those your followers, both on the internet and on the alternate, they must be here Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You have so many followers, so many of them. I see them on Facebook. So if I don't see them, I now know that you are playing Pasha. And those of you that are ministering from today, apart from that, I will call him today. I'll call him. I've collected his number and sought his permission to call him. 1, 2, 3. Thou art here that heareth my voice. From today, give thyself to prayers. Every flesh, give way in the name of Jesus. If you come here and you sing prata prata, we will know that you are not prepared. Well, let me tell you something. The song you sang today is a wonderful one. Anytime you rehearse and give yourself to it, I know. Any day you come and do, you want to manage, we also know. We are spirit beings. Anytime he's not entering, we'll know. Anytime he's forcing guy. You know, there are some people, they know Sabi guy, they force themselves. Anytime he's forcing guy, we'll know. God bless you. Hallelujah. Father, I pray for our children going back to school from tomorrow. I ask you for your divine guidance, presence, and direction. I pray for the parents, not only the ones that are here, the ones outside this church. Let there be divine provision in the name of Jesus. It's not a time to quarrel. It's not a time to fight. It's a time that we look up to you for divine direction, divine provision in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We are talking about character, your greatest asset. Why not say amen? That's what we are talking about. Somebody say character. Can the people settle down? Amen. We are looking at character, your greatest asset. That's what we are looking at. And we thank God for the school of ministry that have come and gone. We are no longer doing school of ministry. It has ended. So we are talking about character. And on last Sunday, I think today is the second day I'm talking about it. Because on Thursday, I didn't talk about character. I talked about what? New creation realities. Hallelujah. Today I want to talk about a different thing. If you didn't come for the school of ministry, sorry for you. Hallelujah. So we are talking about character, your greatest asset. What is an asset? Uncle Jide? Asset. Thing came to you by surprise. And anybody, asset. If you have asset now, not handset, oh. Assets. Asset, asset and liability, talk, assets. Okay, something that bring returns. Item of value. Okay, so yeah, I need new definer. Something is funny. Move that thing, that bulb. Casey, come and remove the bulb. Car. God make us taller. Is that Bob that is causing? Is it that the thing that is smelling? Give to Samson. We are losing more Bobs, so God will help us. About 7 of them, we need to change them.
Amen. So we are talking about assets, something of value. Something that generates revenue for you. Something is like an investment or your property that is your property actually. Your asset is still part of your property. Amen. But an asset is different from a liability. If you have a car, it's not an asset. Except the car is meant to be sold. Do you know that if you buy a car, if you buy a car now and you drive the car from the car shop, as you drive it outside the gate, the value has changed. The value drops. If you bought it 1.1 million, nobody will buy it 1.1 million from you again, though. most of the times. So car is not an asset, it's a liability. You go there buy fuel. Eh? The money car consumes every month is more than the money, except they're not using the car. It's more than the money you consume as a person. Go and check. Every car is not Picanto. There are some cars, only they are, if you are driving and somebody jams the headlights, you that jammed it, just fell down there. Just fell down and start crying, because even if you carry your car key and give to the person, your car cannot buy the headlight. There are some cars like that. I'm telling you. So just fall down there and start crying. Just lie down on the main road. Hallelujah. We're talking about assets. When you talk about assets, something like a land is an asset. Eh? Land appreciates, even if it is like this. A land, I don't know whether this one is up to 1/8, but from here to here, give it a time, the value increases. You can build one small shop there and be collecting money. From that small place, you can buy another land and build another house. That small shop. In River State, they can divide it. Your shop no reach like this. Eh? Sorry. Hallelujah. You pay heavily, but that shop is increasing in the name of Jesus. Amen. So we are talking about your character now, your greatest asset. So you can have all the lands, but if your character is minus one, you are back to square zero. Somebody say character. Hallelujah. Character. Very important. And, you know, we start looking at human being. The Bible says, Jesus talking, he said, no one is good except who? Except God. And we now saw how we graduated from, how we got ourselves into being not good. Because of the sin of Adam, nobody became good. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 6 and Genesis chapter 9, that God saw the wickedness of man. Man became wicked, nobody was good. Hallelujah. When Jesus came, they called him good master. He said, don't call me good, because no man is what? Except, I will teach on that another day. Somebody will now ask me, why did Jesus say that? Does it mean that he was not good? Topic for another day. Because I want to teach you that. I'm not shouting. I'm not preaching. I want to teach. Now, you know, so that was it. But we discovered that after the death and resurrection of Jesus, man was made good again. Because I showed you from Galatians chapter 5 verse 22, say the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness. The fruit of righteousness is in all what? All goodness. Hallelujah. So man became good again. You know, something Jesus said. He said, if your earthly fathers, who are what? Evil, know how to give you good gifts, how much more your father in heaven? I hope you know that statement. You should be able to define and understand who and what Jesus is talking about. When he's addressing the people, which people will he address? Man up and said, if my earthly father, who are evil, know how to give us good gifts, how much more our father in heaven? I will slap his mouth. Jesus was talking to unregenerated people. Jesus cannot call me evil in this dispensation. It's not possible. If not, why did he recreate me? Are you understanding? So that message could be for the evil ones that are not born again. But as long as somebody is a child of God, boy, he's no longer evil. So my son cannot wake up and say, God, I thank you. Because if my earthly father who are evil, it's not possible. Your own children wake up and tell you that. That's not prayer. Amen. So your character is your what? Greatest asset. So we've been moved from the platform of being bad. So if you're in church today and you're still exhibiting bad character, it is not your life. You are living a borrowed life. Want to say amen? You say, no, you don't know me. If I manifest here, listen, what you are manifesting is not your real self. If you want to manifest, what you should manifest is godliness. If I put a foam inside an oil and bring it out and squeeze it out, what am I going to get? Oil. If it is water, what am I going to get? Hallelujah. So you don't tell us, if you know me, say, my mouth no good, my own no good. Listen, it's not, that thing is not a statement from a Christian. He never know me. My own no good. Can you imagine a child of God? My mouth no good. If I give you mouth, you will disintegrate. You are not a Christian. Hallelujah. I don't want to start. Oh. I don't want to start. If I start here, what do you want to start? No, but what do you want to start? It's so funny that even after preaching, it doesn't make sense to us. But I want to tell you something. There are three level of submission that you should have. Three persons you should submit to. Three major agents that have authority over your life. We have the love of God, the word of God, and the anointing of the Spirit. That is, they have lordship over your life. So we should submit to the lordship of the anointing, the lordship of the word, and lordship of the love of God. So at any point in time, you're asking yourself, this thing I want to do, is he in line with what my Lord is saying? Your Lord in as per the word, the anointing, and love. The Bible says the love of God constrains us. That they that are born again should not live unto themselves, but unto him that did what? That died for them. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. So, what we are talking about is a life of a Christian now. It's not the character of your parents. Say, oh no, it's in our blood. No. It's no longer in your blood. If anyone is in Christ. I wish you were here during the school of ministry. We talked about justification, talked about new creation reality. So many things you have talked about. Now, if anyone is in Christ, it's a new species. It's a new person. Hallelujah. Amen. So that is it. So if somebody is a Christian, his life is different. You can't be a Christian and be an unbeliever. Same time. Praise the Lord. So we are looking at some things. The character of this Christian now. I'm not telling you, if you see another, that's what I said last Sunday. Greet people, don't greet people, and all the rest of them. That's not what you won't hear me start preaching all those ones. I want to tell you who you are. When you go out, you exhibit it. So, you know, we've been able to define what Anna said is, define who a Christian is, define character. Character is what you are known for. So as a Christian, there is something. Have you realized that sometimes, when you finish fighting, when you finish shouting, when you finish abusing your husband, when you finish abusing your wife, do you know what the people say? Do you know what people say? What they say? I thought this one say him be what? Christian. I thought him they go church. Why are they pointing at church? Why are they pointing at Christianity? Because they believe that that life of Christ should be manifested in you. I think they say this one a Christian, no? I thought they said it's a church worker. I thought they said it's a pastor. Even some of us have said that. What it simply means, there is a life that we're expecting from that person. Three of us. You don't want to know whether the parents were bad or not. What you want to know is, this person said he's a Christian, is a called at one. That's one of the definition of Christianity. They called at what? Once. So you don't want to know whether the person is from Imo State or from anywhere. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, let's look at this. Acts of the Apostles chapter 4 verse 13. Acts chapter 11 verse 21. Acts 4:13. Acts 4:13. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they have been with who? If you see somebody that has been with Jesus, listen, he reflects, he shows in their character. Acts chapter number 11, verse 21. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Why not say amen? Then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church, which was in Jerusalem. And they sent forth Barnabas, that he should go as far as where? Antioch. Who, when he came and had seen the grace of God. So the grace of God can be seen. And was glad and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto who? Unto the Lord. For he was a good what? That's Barnabas. He was what? Man can be good again. Why? Jesus has died for him. And Jesus has given him a life of goodness. And full of what? And of what? That man has his credentials plenty. And much people was added unto who? Verse 25. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus to seek who? That time, you know, Saul, they are still nurturing him, bringing him up. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year that assembled themselves with the church and taught much people, and the disciples were called where? First in where? They saw the life of Christ in them. And say, these ones are Christ-like. Hallelujah. Christ-like. Amen. One of the characters of a Christian now, you know, we are looking at the character of a Christian. One of the characters of a Christian is that he's led of the Spirit. He's what? Led of the Spirit. Is led of the Spirit. Romans chapter 8, verse 14 and 15. Romans 8, 14 and 15. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are what? Sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry what? This is an Aramaic word that means father. So we cry what? Father, father. As many as are led. So a child of God is led by who? Not by the senses. Hallelujah. I want to retaliate. Is that the leading of the Spirit? I beg, come. No tell I'm making, no tell I say the business at 200,000. Just tell I'm saying 100,000. Is that the leading of the Spirit? I won't come to choir again. They sin harass me. Is that the leading? Eh? Hallelujah. Drum, leave them. I go come late. There's a way music ministers used to do. They will know that they are the only keyboardist there, or the only bassist there, like a man, or the only drummer or drumist. Somebody that plays drumist. Service is starting by 5 p.m. Come by 5:30 or 6. I want everybody make them know say. They important, and they know they appreciate. David, why did you come late? I slept off. He didn't sleep off. He wanted us to feel his absence. But in that, your thought and action, is that the leading of the Spirit? As many as are led from today, I will no longer come for Bible study. Is that the leading of the Spirit? A child of God is led of the Spirit. me show you another scripture. John chapter 16 verse 13. John 16:13. Happy it when he, the Spirit of truth, is come. He will guide you into what? He will guide you into what? All truth. Listen, a child of God that is led of the Spirit can never be misled. If it's the Spirit that is leading, boy, forget it. It may appear not to be sound in the ears of the people, in the eyes of the people. But that thing, at the end of the journey, you will discover that you are walking in what? In the truth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he do what? Speak. And he will show you things to do what? The Spirit will guide you into all truths. Amen. So, if there is a guidance, remember the Bible says he will lead you, he will guide you. Why? If we have somebody to guide us, you know, one of the days, my boy, George, was like, Pastor, I want to switch over to this, I said to him, you people are lucky. Most of the times, you know, they can wake up, all the young ones, they can wake up, Pastor, I saw one course in Abuja University and I feel up. You saw course, you feel. You are not looking for guidance. Pastor, I've been seeing one course for, listen, they say it's a plant petroleum and I feel it. You didn't ask for guidance. You don't know whether the course is accredited. You don't know whether the university is accredited. I have a girl that she entered the school, finished the first year, second year, third year in medicine and surgery. At the end of the journey, they told them that the school no get her. She had to go and start afresh. After taking second MBBS in medicine, she has to start afresh. Guidance. I said to him, when do you want to pick all these courses? Brother Jide is there in the church as academic coordinator. Why can't you seek counsel? I know what to feel. I want to know what not to feel. Hallelujah. You just see cause you feel. Because you have viral and paper, you just start feeling. Feeling the blank spaces you are feeling. You're not asking for guidance. The Bible says, listen, any man that does not have somebody to direct him is heading to destruction. You may not be destroyed, but you may be delayed. I'm not going to ask questions. Let me just be walking. Wherever, there's a way we speak it in Igbo. If I speak it in English, it will not have weight. Anywhere we stop, let's stop. No. We have been given somebody to guide us. To lead us. Those activities, those actions we want to take. Physically speaking, you can justify yourself. But spiritually speaking, is that what the Spirit wants? You are given somebody to guide you. Do you know that once you open an account in the bank, they assign somebody to be in charge of that account. Do you know? Eh? We call it account what? Account officer. But some of us don't know. We don't make use of them. You carry money there. And your account officer can advise you. Open so-and-so account. The interest there is more than this one. You just carry money, drop for them. You carry your money to do business. You are not getting anything. Meanwhile, you have somebody that should direct you. Hallelujah. The Spirit of truth will guide you into what? All what? That's the life of the child of God. That's the character of the child of God. So what it simply means, we don't take decisions in a hurry. You must give us an answer now. Tell the person, wait. Let me go and consult my guidance. Let me tell the person that is leading me. You get back and you ask the Spirit of God. A woman shocked me on Thursday. The woman said for a year, 6 months, she was in the house, kabashin. Holy Spirit, I need you to teach me what to do. The Spirit of God said to her, I want you to go into interior decoration. And she never learned it. She didn't learn it. Interior decoration. The Spirit of God told her to get into it. And, amen. Listen, today,
you must say, Pastor Oliver, I have contacts everywhere. If he comes to your kitchen to measure, what is she? What does she need to do? Spirit of God, how do I do this work and get it perfectly done? And the Spirit of God will tell her, measure it like this, do it like this, do it, and she will finish. And she said one of the days she finished a work, and her elder sister went to that house and said, "Wow, these wardrobes are fine. These things are beautiful." The man was laughing. He said, "It's your younger sister that did." They said, "No." You know, a prophet is not valued in his own land. He said, "No." From that day, the elder sister began to respect her. Do you know what she told me? She said, "I am not like a regular woman." I said, "How do you mean?" He said, "All these things that women do, this group, this other group, she don't get time, oh." Which rapper is running? She doesn't have time. She doesn't have time. He said, "I only do the things that the Spirit of God wants me to do. And the way he wants me to do that." Somebody learned interior decor by not attending any school at all. It was later on I started making contacts. She went to Dubai and did one good thing and all the rest of them. If you see her work, he said, the boys that work for her, they take instructions from her. That's the people that learned all this carpentry, and they take instructions from her. A woman, I'm not talking about a man. For us now, it's not be woman job. The Spirit of God leads us into what? All truths. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are you in church? I said, when we get born again, our spirit is in complete union with the Holy Spirit. And we are directed by the Holy Spirit. We are in complete union with the Spirit, and he gives us direction. Luke chapter 4, verse 1. And Galatians chapter 5, verse 13 to 17. Just give me Luke chapter 4, verse 1. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Judah and was done what? Led by the Spirit into the what? Jesus was led. He was led. Jesus was led. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can you give us Galatians chapter 5, verse 13? For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to do what? But by love, serve what? Very powerful scripture, but that's not what we're talking about. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as what? As thyself. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of what? Everybody want to go? The word walk in the Spirit is be led of the Spirit. And you will not fulfill the lust of what? The lust of the flesh. Do you know? Let me tell you one of them. Eh? Do me, I do you. Man, no go verse. Eh? Now he start and first. He do me, I do him. Lust of the flesh. A woman say sleeping outside, moving from men to men. They ask her, say, it's my husband that started it first. My husband, the waka waka, so I join now. My husband, they waka waka. I do what? I join my husband. What is he talking about? Lust of the flesh. The flesh wants to retaliate. He did it first. Therefore, I need to do back. But the Bible says, walk, be led of the Spirit, and you will not do what? You won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Acts of the Apostles chapter 15 verse 28. Acts 15, 28.
For it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things. Hallelujah. I said the Holy Ghost had a desire which he transmitted to the apostles to follow. It seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us. That was the desire of the Holy Spirit. He put it in the hearts of the apostles. But today, even when the Holy Spirit has a desire and puts that in your heart, for us, I mean, leave Bible by the side. Let's face the reality. Which one is the reality? When Jesus came, he said, I am the way. The what? The word truth is what? Reality. So if you want to face the reality, face Jesus. Glory to God. Leave that in a bag. Keep Bible aside. Listen, let me tell us. Don't ever call me around you and say keep Bible aside. If I keep Bible aside, then I don't have anything to say. Pastor Mo, leave Bible. And you call me pastor, say make we leave Bible aside. Then what am I doing? Amen. Hallelujah. I said the Holy Ghost is the leader of the believer. The Holy Ghost. As many as are led by the Spirit. They are the sons of God. He is the leader. He is the leader. 1 John chapter 2 verse 25. 1 John 2, 25 to 27. And this is the promise that he had promised us. Even what? Life everlasting. These things have I written unto you concerning them that do what? The ones that seduce you. The book of 1 John, I think we have to do a study on that book. There were people that came in and began to teach that Jesus Christ, actually he came in the flesh, but he did not take upon himself the flesh. So many things. That was why the man started writing. He said, that which you have seen, which you have touched, concerning the word of life, is what we are proclaiming to you. That you will have what? Fellowship with us. And the fellowship we have is with the Son and the Father. Are you understanding? Because he's trying to make people to believe that I'm not just saying what I don't know. We touch this. With that eternal life, we touched it. Hallelujah. But the anointing which you have received of him abideth where? And you need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you of what? And is what? And is no what? And even as it had taught you, you shall do what? Anointing. The Spirit is here to direct your life, to teach you. Listen, even in your normal job, you see in that your business, the Holy Ghost can teach you. You are going to market, ask Holy Spirit, what and what should I buy and put in this shop? There are some things you buy. For 2 years, 3 years, nobody has come to ask you whether they sell or you know they sell. But if the Spirit of God directs you, listen, there are some designers, they sleep. Like my elder sister, if she wants to make, she makes clothes by herself. That's, she designs her clothes by herself. All that she needs to do is to sleep and tell the Spirit of God to direct. And the Spirit will direct her. He will come to you and say, I may not know how to sew, but sew it like this. And you sew it and come out, you are looking unique. Hallelujah. Life is first of all spiritual before physical. They give you a marketing job to do. Boy, the Spirit of God can go before you and make the crooked way straight before you even enter there. Some doctors you want to meet, or some people, some clients you want to meet, they will tell you, don't go there, you won't succeed. You say, no, I must go. I rub the sick, I rub eyeshadow. You finish rubbing all those things, you enter, the person will not see you as a masquerade. Don't you know that if you are marketing, you shouldn't, oh, so you are coming to seduce. And they cast you out. Hallelujah. Look at something that is very close to us. We don't need to. Do you know that people pay money for counsel? Do you know that people actually pay millions so that they can be counseled? I hope you know. Even some pastors, they will tell you, before you come for counseling, drop 5,000. There's one that was existing at Rumi Bo those days. You keep one
anointing oil that is red in color. Anointing oil, is, his own is red. Before you come, 5,000 naira. What are you coming for? Cancer. But there's somebody that is giving to you free of charge. But the problem with humanity is that we don't value things that are given free.
Hallelujah.
Once they tell you that, you see this, do you know that most of the clothes that you go to boutique to buy are the same quality, the same type of clothes they keep in Webarodia and they are selling? Eh?
It's true.
Some of the Okrika you buy, some of the highest boutiques in Port Harcourt, they go there, go to my one under the flyover. Early in the morning, you see them, they are selecting. Some of them, they will tell them, please, if you go to market and come back, keep first grade. There is one we call first grade. There's another one we call, there's another name they call it. The ones that they didn't actually use. Nobody has worn it. But the period of usage of that clothes has passed, so they will drop it. Say, keep those ones. They'll pack them and keep. Boutique people will come and buy. When they collect them, when you come, they say, you see these clothes? You see these clothes? You see these clothes? It's 25,000. And you buy. Why? They put, we don't have bobs here now. If these people put bob for you, they put show glass, put everything, put bobs, change some colors, and put mighty things, and everywhere is as you are coming, they are giving you a bottle of Coke. Close the door, and the man is coming. Ah, what's the customer doing? The customer is standing up. Are you crazy? Don't you know that? Ah, okay, sorry. That boy is a stupid boy. What do you care for? All the shouting is to bring money out of your pockets. 25,000. Meanwhile, another person gets to Market Junction here. 1,500. You buy. 1,000. You buy. Package. Hallelujah. Why? People don't like some things that are made cheap. So most of the times, why you don't value the Spirit of God inside of you is because you didn't pay for it. If you had paid money for it, my brother. But till you die, till humanity dies, God is not going to give his Spirit as an exchange for money. There is nothing any man can pay to actually acquire the Spirit of God in him. God knew that it's not possible for us to pay. So he said, Kukuma take and what? Free.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen.
I said the Holy Ghost is part of the Godhead that precedes all actions of the Trinity. He is part of the Godhead. He moves beyond before Godhead does anything. It's part of the Trinity that moves ahead of the actions of the plans and the purposes of the Godhead. Two instances. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. Give me very fast because I want to close the service. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and what? And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God did what? The Spirit of God moved. So before God started saying things, before God started creating, the Spirit of God did what? The book of Luke, chapter number 1, verse 34. Luke chapter 1, verse 34. Then Mary said unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man?
And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that thou holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of what?
How shall it be?
The Holy Ghost. Before Jesus was conceived, the Holy Ghost came.
Acts of the Apostles chapter 2 verse 1.
And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, verse 2, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty rushing wind, and it filled all the houses where they were. That was when the people were to be recreated. That was when God wants to bring a new set of people on earth. That was when people were to be born again. The Holy Ghost came. Before the birth of Jesus, the Holy Ghost. Before God created man, the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. This same personality is the person I'm talking about. He goes before anything God wants to do. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to say something before I give you one other thing. And look at James chapter 2, verse 26. Kabalu shekadadabaya. Lepradu sandagadabaya. Everybody read this. One to go. Read it again. Read it again. I want to pick it from another dimension. Yes. Body, spirit. This spirit is talking about our own spirit. Eh? Hallelujah. It's talking about our own spirit. So if your spirit goes, the body is useless. But I want to see it in another dimension. Give us John chapter 6, verse 63. So that you know that it's not only your spirit is talking about. John 6, 63. John 6, 63. Everybody read. One to go. As the body without the spirit is what? The Bible says it is the spirit that does what? That quickens. So, whether it is your own spirit or our own spirit, they are there for life's sake. Are you understanding? No, it's true now. This is the Holy Spirit that he's talking about. This is the Spirit of God he's talking about. Amen. He said, the body without the Spirit is what? So, whenever there is a body and the Spirit enters, there is what? Did you understand the analogy? Whenever there is body and the Spirit enters, there is what? Now, let me give you another dimension to it. We call the church the body of what? The church is the body of what? So if the body does not have the spirit, there is death there. No, it's true now. Hallelujah. And you know, metamorphorically speaking, hallelujah, the marriage institution is a body. I hope you know. Are you understanding? It's a body. The health institution is a body. The academic institution is a body. Are you understanding? So what it simply means is this. Quote me. What it means is that in the marriage institution that is also a body, if you take away the spirit, death comes in. If the spirit is taken away from your marriage, it will begin to suffer. If the spirit is taken away from your business, business begin to crumble. The body without the spirit is dead. Are you understanding? It is the spirit that quickens. So whenever the spirit is lifted out of a system, hallelujah, death is inevitable. That's why in the church, you don't run a church outside the Holy Ghost. It becomes a dead church. People will gather together. Praise worship is sung. Things are happening. People will be jumping up and down and do all manner of things. But the spirit is not there. It's dead works. Are you in church? Don't ever in your life allow the spirit out of what you are doing. The body, whether spiritual body, physical body, what, no matter the body of your marriage and everything, no matter what the body is, once the spirit is shifted by the side, death is inevitable. Hey, what is happening to my marriage? What is happening to my home? Is the spirit still giving his place there? What's happening to my business? I don't know what is happening. The enemies are attacking me. Hey, it's my landlord, it's my land girl. Or land boy. Listen, it may not be anybody. Maybe that the spirit is not giving its place in that place, that business. The school is going down. Can you imagine? This school, we started with 200 students and now we have only 30. What has happened? My neighbor attacking me. It may not be your neighbor. Maybe that the spirit is not giving his place there. Hallelujah. Every day, Pastor, I don't know. I don't understand myself. Every day, every month, I will always be sick. Are you sure the spirit
is given his place. Because the Bible says it is the spirit that does what? That quickens, that brings life. You need life of the spirit there.
Amen. Hallelujah. Finally, church. How does this, you know, we talk about leading, the spirit of God leading us. How does he do it? Number one, God's leading by his spirit is primarily by his word. So any child of God that does not understand the word does not understand the leading of the spirit. John chapter 14 verse 26. The spirit of God says what the word of God says. For as but the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I said unto you. Hallelujah. What is the Spirit bringing to your remembrance? What has already been said by Jesus himself. The Holy Ghost does not tell you anything outside what is written in the word. Primarily, a child of God is led by the word. We are with open face. 2 Corinthians 3:18. Beholding us in a glass, the glory of God are changed into the same likeness. Why not say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 to 2. God in sundry times. God who at sundry times and in diverse manner spake in the time past unto the fathers. By who? By the prophets, had in these last days spoken unto us by his son, who he had appointed heir of all what? By whom also he made the world. He appointed him as heir of all things. So if we want to take instruction, we take instruction from the heir. Hallelujah. Amen. Stop running around prophets. Oh. Some of them are wolves in sheep clothes. Sometimes you lose money. No one tell us how you lose it. Because one prophet tell you something and you go do everything. I walk out here. You can't tell us. Pastor, I lost plenty of money. How? What happened? Pastor, leave. I'm in a long story. Whenever they tell something is long story, they still know they straight. Long story. A man went to sleep with a girl and didn't pay all his dues and the girl broke his head. What happened to you? My brother, leave. I'm in a long story. They don't know they straight. Somebody say, God help. He broke your head. What happened to you, Mr. Okay? It's accident. Home accident. Hey, Lacoste Kinder. Amen. Number two. How does the Spirit lead his people? By inward witness. Inward witness. Inward witness. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 30. Inward witness. Something is ministered to you. But anything that is the primary way is number one. But you can have an inward witness. If anything be revealed to another that is seated by, let the first hold his what? There is an inward revelation. There is an inward speaking to by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Inward witness. Amen. So, a child of God is always, sometimes you are quiet. You want to listen to your spirit. What is the spirit saying? You say every time you should be noisy. You see, I like him. He's the social type. Being social is not that you won't listen to your spirit. Oh. Every time you are coming out, you are shouting. Is that how what your life is meant to be? I like him. He's very social. What makes you social is that you are jumping up and down, moving from house to house. God help. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Number three. Can be through an audible voice. You can hear it. The time God spoke to Samuel. He called Samuel. Say, Samuel, Samuel, audible voice. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 8, verse 26 to 27. Acts chapter 13, verse 1 to 4. The angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. Let's read from Acts chapter 13, verse 1 and 4. Acts 13, 1 and 4. Now that we are in the Antioch now that we are in the church that was at Antioch, certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simon that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene and Manium, which had been brought up with the Herod the Tetrarch and Saul, and as they ministered unto the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost did what? It was an audible saying. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost can talk. You hear it. Amen. Sometimes, especially when it becomes, sometimes when he knows that see danger here, you are entering, he can stamp his feet and shout it in your ear that you think that somebody somewhere is, and you'll be looking around. Who talked to me? Nobody talked to you. It's the Holy Spirit that talked to you. It's an audible voice. Stop here. It's not necessary. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. The final one, sometimes God can talk by decree. Decree. What it simply means, God puts you in a situation. You don't even know why you are in that situation, but at the end of the journey, you will understand that, hey, okay, is that why God brought me in here? Paul and Silas finished preaching one place. They flogged them and put them inside prison. Somebody will be asking, what these young boys do that made God allow them? Why didn't God just say, Ngwamona, stop to the flock there, make them disappear? Just like Philip disappeared. I hope you know. Philip finished preaching to Ethiopian eunuch. While they were waiting for him, the man disappeared. Took a flight and left the place. And they saw him again in Azotus. He didn't know. He just disappeared. So, why didn't God, as long as, why can't God, you know, these people were preaching, and they carried them, flogged them mercilessly, carried them and put inside prison, chained their legs, chained their hands, Paul and Silas. And in the middle of the night, they started praying, they started singing. And the Holy Ghost came down, the angels of the Lord came down, opened everywhere. The jailer there, that's in Philippi, saw the whole place opened. He carried a knife, wanted to kill himself. Apostle Paul shouted from inside, say, don't kill yourself. All of us are here. All of us are here. And the man now came down and knelt down and accepted Jesus as his Lord and Savior. Are you understanding? So, for the sake of that man, those people were in that prison. So, you can be put in a situation that at the end of the journey, you will not know why you are in that situation until at the end. So God speaks to you after the whole drama is played. Are you understanding? Amen. Hallelujah. Are you in church? Glory to God. And I want to say something. Listen. When we talk about God speaking to you by inward witness, you know, your spirit has to be alive to pick the signal. How do we get our spirits to be very active and alive? Number one. Prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting. Very important. We know that prayer and fasting especially does not help God. It helps you. It helps you to be very alive. Very much alive. How many of you know? Let me see some people that are in my shoes. I've experienced what I experienced. How many of you have finished eating food? You just finished eating. You just discover that everything around you is just dull, spirit, soul, and body. Eh? How many of you notice that whenever you are fasting, it is like you are to pray is easy, to study is easy, to enter the spirit is easy. Eh? Myself, I'm number one. When you don't feel yourself, you say, no, I know I'll be fast, so I know they play with my stomach. Most of the times, you discover that you're always in the flesh. Even quarrel will be difficult for you if you're fasting. I hope you know. Eh? Because strength is no day there for you. It takes energy to quarrel. Prayer and fasting. Hallelujah. Another thing is, how does your spirit come alive? By God's word. You search the word. When you search the word, spirit comes alive. Spirit comes alive.